and the public will be allowed to speak, and then we'll go into legislation. And we have four items, two of which we're going to postpone until the 24th of September. One will be the allocation of money for the shelter that we talked about last week, and the other is to vacate the alleyways in the to-be tech park. And those two, we will move on to the meeting of the September 24th, and we'll postpone decisions on those tomorrow night.
Tim, let me interrupt you for a second, because those two issues have been before you. What happened that you didn't get that taken care of?
That is correct. We had lengthy discussion about both of those issues last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
They are to be advertised because they are appropriations.
Oh, okay.
Moving a fiscal thing. So they did not meet the deadline for advertising. So to be safe and to be correct,
right,
we will just move them to another meeting. And it's, they're not crucial, or, you know, they don't have to be done immediately. So we're in good shape on that.
But hold on, the 24th isn't a Wednesday.
You are incredibly perceptive. That is correct.
Attaboy, Keith.
We are not meeting next Wednesday. We'll meet next Thursday because of the Jewish holiday Yom Kippur.
Aha. So, well, good for you guys.
Yeah. And then the two...
Will that Thursday meeting be in the regular chambers and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The two items we will discuss are the interlocal agreement between the city and the county on the dispatch center, and also the approval, the requested approval of a PUD out on Sarah Road. It's called Creek's Edge Drive, which is out mm-hmm. by the Premier Clinic south of south of Rogers Road. So mm-hmm. yeah. And that'll take us into the 24th. So,
any predictions on any problems with either of those two, interlocal or the PUD?
No, I don't think so. I think we had good discussion on both of those items, and we actually had some public comment on them for us to be a little more careful on how we took a look at things. And I think the council does take a good, healthy look at those things, and staff does as well. So
now the interlocal is the dispatch center, and that's because it's between you guys and the county to come to agreement.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And both the city and county staffs have sat down together and worked out an agreement that I think is fine. So
in the past, one of the discussions had to do with why should we pay for that when it benefits the county more than the city, and then the
and
other side.
Versa,
and
vice versa. Inversa, visa.
Yeah.
Vice versa. That's correct.
So cooler heads have prevailed, and it looks like agreement will be reached?
I think so.
Okay.
That's the decision that we will be making that on that legislation that's coming forward that basically says this is how we will charge each other or pay each other, however that might work out.
So, any possibility that the PUD won't go through?
I don't think so. It seemed to me like it was a pretty good discussion on it. It is a project for affordable senior, basically a retirement
right.
Assisted living. So, yeah, it seems like there did not seem to be a lot of concern about it. So,
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning, city councilman, rather, checks in with us every Tuesday morning before his Wednesday meeting, except next week when his meeting is on Thursday, so mm-hmm. please get out your crayon and mark that down properly. What else do we need to know, Tim? I want some salacious details here. I want some juice, baby. What's going on? I want to get fired up about city government. Help me out. What do you got? What do you got?
What more do you want? I mean,
well, let me put it this way. Is it the intent now because of the election to kind of lay low until the first of the year that there's not a need to make a lot of changes because there's change coming anyhow?
Well, I think there is some of that, yes, of course. You know, you have one administration leaving and the new administration coming in. We don't know who the new administration is just yet when we speak of the mayor's race because it is contested. But I think that that does speak to some of what we see going on because, you know, the mayor who's leaving leaving office has certain things that he wants to accomplish, and Tech Park is one of those, Switchyard Park is another. So, you know, we're working forward on those, but major legislation changes I don't foresee. I lost my thought there. I was going to
well,
say something else.
At this point, has Mayor Cruzan pretty much put everything out that he wants to accomplish before he leaves?
I guess I'd have to say yes, not knowing what he's thinking about.
Do you think he's got one ace up his sleeve? He's gonna throw
yeah, there may be a,
late
may
in
be
the
a,
game and say, "Hey, make this work real quick."
A few things going
Ooh,
on.
Does I he mean, have any? Does he have any pardons he can throw out there? Does he get to do that too?
No, he can't do pardons.
No
but
pardons.
We did see a major shift where Maya Michelson is leaving city government
yes.
and going to state government, and that's a pretty major shift. The current mayor said that he is not going to replace that person. He will leave that to the incoming mayor. So, and that's a big change in our city. And Maya has made a major contribution.
Now I'm going to ask a stupid question because that's what I excel in. That's an appointed position, then.
That is an appointed.
So you couldn't appoint an interim.
The mayor could. We could not.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys approve who he brings forth.
No.
No.
He
really?
Can do what he wants.
Okay.
No, not necessarily.
So he just
no.
tells you, this is my appointee, and you just
that
say,
correct.
Fine, thank you.
Then
that
Tim reaches
correct.
Into his
okay.
magic rubber stamp bag and pulls out his rubber stamp and says,
correct.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's not like the federal government where the Senate approves, certain appointees of the president. It's not that way.
When I read the story about her leaving, one of the first thoughts that came to mind was, she's going to be in a position to possibly throw a little bone toward Bloomington in the higher level position of funding arts in the state of Indiana.
That I think is probably all true. Yeah.
So,
we may
be the beneficiary of that promotion.
Well, I would think the system would met itself out to say that whoever was the best candidate should win that money just because her ties to Bloomington.
True.
You can't just.
True. But she.
It's not a Bloomington
intimately
appointment.
Knows what we've got going on here, and it's quite a good
you
thing.
You
got
to get your starts. Tim, everybody's from somewhere. You know that, right?
That's right.
Everybody had to get their
starts. There are a couple of things in the works from the council side, and one is the waiver issue that was talked about during the hotel approval down on Kirkwood. People were concerned about the height of that hotel and the process it took to get there. So
technically, people weren't, but...
So the council is working on adjusting that ordinance so that it's more clear as to how those waivers work, because that was a function that was adopted during the last growth policies plan, unified development ordinance process.
Mm-hmm.
And so people want to take a look at that. So that's one thing they'll be taking a look at, and the other will be looking at monies that are in a static account for assisting, again, the shelter project that's in the works. And so
this is a one-time assistance for the shelter, correct?
Well, what we're doing next week on the 24th is giving them $15,000 to join with the county and township governments to get them through the first of the year. But then there's the issue of the long term. How do you keep the shelter open long term? And so that we do have some money in a fund that we are taking a look at to see if that's a possible use for that money, and if we can appropriate that money in conjunction with the mayor's office. So those are being looked at. Those two items are being looked at, and those will both come forward before the end of the year. So.
Tim, while we're on the topic of shelter, we're about to change seasons, and we always get into this thing about where do people go who need someplace to stay overnight when it gets really cold outside, and that's always an issue in Bloomington. How is it looking, or do you have any crystal ball to look ahead and see how it's going to be for this winter?
Well, don't need a crystal ball to understand that what was used to be Martha's House is now called the Bloomington Sheltering Project.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about, the $15,000 appropriation along with the county's $15,000 and $6,000 from Bloomington Township. And then, of course, the contribution from Perry Township, which is right. the owner of the building. So that one is right there out in the open, and we know that if we don't have sufficient funds to carry it forward after December 31, 2015, the doors may close or will close. And that will be 40 beds that are no longer available. So, you know, that's what I was talking about a little bit just a minute ago, and that is that we are looking at some funds to see if we can carry that forward and also find a not-for-profit to pick it
right.
up, because Perry Township does not want to be the administrator of that program. So.
Well, and I was speaking to the churches that provided, shelter for people in the colder weather, how
right.
that looks for this coming winter.
Well, I don't know. I don't have an answer for
okay.
that. But that's typically put together by various congregations
right.
and social service agencies to make it function. I anticipate it would go forward. I don't see why we would not bring that forward again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know any details on it yet.
Okay.
Tim, good job as always. And
thank you.
Tomorrow night this week, and then Thursday night next week, just so everybody's
that is,
clear
that
on
is
that.
Correct.
And
that is correct.
How are your new bells and whistles there in your new chambers?
You know, they're pretty good, except somebody in the audience told me I still can't hear you.
Really?
Oh, man.
I hope
that's not a them problem.
Well, I think people have to understand, people being the people sitting in the chairs using the microphones,
right?
Have to learn how to use them.
Put it in front of
you
when you speak.
Well, I think people don't bring them up close enough to the.
Sure,
yep.
It's not as easy as it looks on television, does it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good. Work on that. Put that on your agenda. And make
right.
sure. We'll get caught up with you next Tuesday morning.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
Take care, Tim.